I mean, it's a great song and everything, right? I mean, it's a pop banger, but I've heard it about 80,000 times now, and I need a new song from you.
Also, I still don't understand what she's saying.
It's like
Cara O'Brien.
Oh my God, that's it. It kind of sounds like a toddler looking for potatoes.
It does. Yeah. My six-year-old calls it potty potty.
Sorry?
He calls it potty potty.
Thank God there was T's and Y in there. Okay. The old hearing isn't what it used to be, you know?
The potty potty song.
Okay. Right. Gorgeous morning. Anybody alive? Anybody up and about and checking in?
Quite a few cars on the road this morning, I thought.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are doing the smart thing. Get into work much earlier.
Maybe.
Get your duties done. I'll tell you, the best time, I know it's impossible to get out of bed at this hour of the morning during the bad weather, but when it's like this, I just jump out of bed.
I think it's lovely. Because it's a bright morning as well, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's so gorgeous.
Did you see the moon?
Amazing. It's incredible. God.
Get out and have a look at the moon, lads.
It's like one of those American movie harvest moons.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous, and it's going to be stunning across today. Shelley's up and about. Hello, Michael. How are you?
It's his birthday today.
Is it?
Yeah. Happy birthday.
You're so on the ball. You even know when the listeners' birthdays are.
I do.
Happy birthday, Kennedy. I'll give him 47. I'll give him 47.
There you go, Kennedy. Take that.
Young looking lad.
He'd be happy with that anyway.
Jamie's checking in on the road to Limerick. Jamie the trucker. How are you, buddy? And there's Steph. Hello, Steph.
Aww.
Nice picture of your cat.
Yeah.
Just what we needed to see at this hour in the morning.
Exactly.
Oh, there's Donal. How are you, Donnie? Donal O'Sullivan's up and about. What is the... he's after sending me a video now. That's hardly from now, Donal. Is this safe to play? Oh, he's just driving along the road. Or is there more to that?
There's more to it.
Okay.
There's more to it.
This is if this is one of those screaming orgasm videos, I'm in vitro.
Play it off the air first anyway.
Oh no, I want to play it.
Oh, go on then.
Oh no, this is...
Oh, Donal, it's like an itch he has to scratch. Come on.
I got cream for that stuff. Right. He said feckin'. There's a fella driving down the road and he's got a calf in the boot of his car.
I mean, seriously.
He's got a calf in the back
boot of his car.
Of an Opel Corsa, is it?
What on earth?
How is that even possible? The calf looks very happy. He's kind of looking out
just
the back.
Sitting there.
Sitting out the back window. Anyway, thanks for that, Donald. Fair play.
You see it all, don't you?
I found out something yesterday, listening to a podcast, that I didn't know Victoria.
Yes.
And I'm quite surprised about. Who wants to be a millionaire, right? Fan of the show?
Yeah.
I used to love it when it started. It was the biggest thing on telly, wasn't it?
I still love it. If it's on, I'd watch it.
Yeah, when the original presenter, Chris Tarrant,
that's right,
Mr. Chris Tarrant. Mm-hmm. I believe that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire started as a game on his radio show on Capital in London.
I think you've said this before. Yeah,
yeah. It started as a radio game and then they developed it into TV.
It's such a good TV show.
Do you know, like, it started, I think it was in the, was it early to mid 90s when that started?
It probably was that long ago, yeah.
And like £1 million was just, and it's still an enormous amount of money, but back in,
it was massive.
You know,
yeah.
Like, it was the biggest amount of money ever given away. But back in the day, you know, when they used to do the whole phone a friend thing?
Yeah.
Where would people be, do you think?
In their sitting room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The contestant go, I'm going on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I might be ringing you. Have the phone handy. Have the landline plugged in.
So you'd be sitting in the kitchen, or else you'd be sitting in the sitting room with that bouncer person there making
and
sure.
They'd have their phone on their lap with a long string of cable going into the wall.
That's right.
And then they'd answer the call.
Yeah.
The modern day version of it.
Yeah.
With Jeremy Clarkson.
So are we phoning your wife?
Yes, please.
What's her name? That's
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Can we call Elizabeth, please? You want me to tell her where you've got to?
I'm sorry, there is no service.
That was a man just answered your phone. I'm not... No, relax, relax. It could be completely innocent.
That was an answer service, wasn't
it? It was, yeah.
Your man's freaking out.
I know, yeah.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, Jeremy Clarkson here from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Hello.
Hi there. Now, I'm sure you know we've got your husband here.
So that's how it works. You know the drill. And then they ask the question. She pipes in. the modern version of Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
They're not at home.
Where are they?
They can't be at home. They've got Google. They've got smartphones.
Oh.
So they bring them in and put them in a little room at the back of the studio.
Do they?
I was so disappointed. It just takes away the magic of it.
Oh, I thought they were actually at home.
No. They have them. They're there, like, you know, phone a friend. Here's the question. And they're in a soundproof booth.
Oh.
At the back.
You've ruined it.
I know. I'm
what
sorry.
What did you do that for?
This is the greatest, I think, the greatest Who Wants to Be a Millionaire moment ever.
Which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In? Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford.
I'd like to call my parents right now.
Sure.
Use my lifeline, call my parents.
What are their names?
My father. I'll talk to my father. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I don't really need your help. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to win the $1 million. Because the U.S. president appeared on Laugh-In as Richard Nixon, that's my final answer.
Well, my gosh. What can I say except, Debbie, you're going to Paris, and this is the final answer heard all around the world. He's won $1 million.
Hey, Dad, I'm just ringing you to tell you I'm about to win $1 million. He knew the answer. He didn't even ask the old man.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Amazing. So, yes, that's a little secrets of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that I learned yesterday. What did you learn yesterday? Morning, gang. 6:15 is the time. 0868104106 is the number. We have an incredible amount of money for you to win. €156,000 coming up in Cash Machine. Pop quiz later on. And Vix VIP is coming up this hour for you. The lyrics, the original lyrics for Wonderwall are going up for sale.
Ooh.
Today is going to be the pay, as they'd say. Handwritten lyrics and a chord sheet for the biggest ever Oasis song and one of the biggest songs of all time. It really is a modern classic.
Yeah.
They're going to go on sale. It was penned in 1995.
Okay. Who wrote the lyrics?
It was Noel. It was Noel sitting in his bedroom, and I asked him before. I was like, what's the story with Wonderwall? Because he had a wall called The Wonderwall.
Okay.
So basically, The Wonderwall was everything from the Beatles that he put up in his bedroom wall.
Oh, right.
And then here's the story.
Tell me about The Wonderwall. What was the story behind that?
The story behind the song is its initial title was Wishing Stone, and some girl gave me a thing in Glasgow, you know, as, here's my wishing stone, man. Just like, and I was writing that. I don't know where the chords come from. And I remember, you know, the film Wonderwall that George Harrison and the thing. I remember the chorus, you're my wishing, didn't sound right. And then I had a poster up of Wonderwall in my gaff at the time, and I thought, you're my Wonderwall. Great, no one will know what that means.
Yeah.
And the song, why the world took that song to his heart is beyond me, because it's not even remotely in my top 50 favourite songs that I've ever done.
Really? What is your favourite song you've ever done?
I think Supersonic is pretty good. Rock and Roll Star, Don't Look Back in Anger, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And even after 20-odd years of doing those songs, you still get the hair at the back of your neck?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, if you could see what I could see.
Yeah.
It's a great thing and something that you... If I ever get jaded... by watching fat skinheads crying to my music with their tops off, then I think it'll be time to retire.
I love brilliant. That. Love waking up in Cork.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Red FM. Rachel's been back on here.
Okay, what's going on?
She's still struggling to understand the offside rule. I know you explained it, but she's still struggling to understand.
We were talking about things that you can't get your head around earlier on this morning. Yeah. This was the big bit on the show yesterday, Rory.
Yeah.
So, Rachel messaged in, can't get my head around the offside rule. So I tried to use a pub analogy. Will I explain it again and see if it makes sense?
Do.
Okay. Rachel is playing for Social Life United. Okay? She's got her jersey on. She's meeting her buddy in the pub. Okay? Now she's walking down the road towards the pub. There's bouncers at the door. Okay? Now the bouncers are the defenders for
That's
the team
right.
that you're playing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Rachel's friend, Gillian, is already at the bar having a drink.
Yeah.
She's offside.
She shouldn't have gone there. In.
She shouldn't be behind the bouncers. She should be with
the group.
With Rachel
with
walking
the hen.
To. Does that make sense for her?
Yeah, I betcha.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He's not even listening to
I
you.
I was.
He's
well,
nice.
Let me just tell you, I was listening.
I was looking up the official definition of offside.
Sorry.
Okay, give us the official definition.
A player is in an offside position if any part of the head, body or feet is in the opponent's half, excluding the halfway line, and any part of the head, body or feet is nearer to the opponent's goal line than both the ball and the second last opponent.
I don't know what
clear
you just
as
said.
Day.
No, it's not clear.
Yeah. Well, we have a camera system called PUB then. What would that stand for?
I don't know.
It's not VAR. Public Utility... Bashing. I don't know what does PUB stand for.
We'll have to get the listeners in on that. There, tell us what PUB stands for.
So that's the only analogy I can come up from to explain the offside rule.
I understand it better when you explain it than when Rory explained it.
Yeah. So the friend shouldn't be in the bar. Yeah. They should be behind the bouncers, who are the defenders.
There you go. That's I understand all. That.
Okay.
But offside's not that hard to understand, really.
Well, it is when you say it.
It's like if you. Man passes the ball, but your teammate is further ahead than the second last defender. Then
yeah.
You're offside.
You can't be on the other side of the defenders.
You lost me at second last defender.
Okay.
Anyway,
sorry about that. Come here, buddy. We have a massive rugby match this Friday.
We certainly do. It's going to be a huge occasion.
Virgin Media Park. This is the very last time we will see the legend Peter O'Mahony, Stephen Archer, and Conor Murray in a jersey for Munster.
Well, hopefully not, because we want to get into the top eight of the URC. Be last in the playing Cork.
In Cork, yes. Yes, that's very true. It'll be the last game in Cork. Sorry, I should emphasise that. So it's Benetton Friday, Virgin Media Park. Totally sold out.
Yeah.
Totally gone. You can't get tickets for love nor money, but we have two pairs up for grabs. The last two pairs in Cork. What I'm looking for from everybody, text the word Munster and your name and tell us your greatest Munster memory. The thing that you absolutely love the most from, you know, following Munster over the years. Was it Munster versus the All Blacks Haka?
Oh, yeah.
Like Damien's. Was it Paul O'Connell punching Jamie to death on the ground? Munster versus Claremont 2008 from John Finn.
I love it.
Was that the funny thing about it, that fight actually?
Yeah.
They were pucking the heads off each other.
They were.
And then they got up and shook hands.
That's the rubbish.
That's the way to do it.
That's the game.
Taking my son to the first Munster match at Virgin Media Park last year was amazing from John. Anything else, Vic?
Peter Stringer making a fool out of the entire Biarritz team to score a try in the Heineken Cup final.
Yes. That was beautiful. Donnacho O'Callaghan in his red jocks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. He wasn't able to play on. He's like, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong? Maybe jocks. By the way, Donnacho, fair play to you, lad. What is your greatest Munster memory? 0868104106. Get them into me now. We'll pick one of you. We'll randomly pick one of you and send you along with two tickets to see Peter O'Mahony play in Cork for the very last time. This is interesting. The American Society of Travel Agents, Kelly, they have an American Society of Travel Agents, have revealed the 20 strangest requests people have asked their agents to organise for different holidays. Can you please book the honeymoon suite for us and another couple? Was one request. Us and another couple. Okay, we're bringing the...
Sounds like a good holiday.
Absolutely. Can you please plan a honeymoon for me, my bride and the mother-in-law?
That doesn't sound like a good holiday.
No.
Can you guarantee me that no pet has ever been in the hotel room? They wanted to know that there's no dog here. There's never been a cat in the room, not even a goldfish.
They've gotten every kind of request, haven't they?
Yeah. A lad asked, can I fish off the cruise ship?
Oh, God.
You could, like, theoretically, couldn't you?
Could you?
If you'd, like, throw it up.
Like, what's the speed
you'd
of a cruise
want
ship?
A fairly long line.
You'd be all day reeling the back end.
You
like,
would,
but
yeah,
you,
yeah,
you
yeah.
could theoretically do it.
Yeah. Well, where would you put the fish then?
Fish.
Under your bed.
I saw a video once of lads selling things to people that were on the cruise ship. They were just on a little raft down on the sea. And they were showing them carpets.
I'm not even joking.
Like clothing and everything. And
Kylie Minogue t-shirts.
Yeah, and your man threw him money. The guy from the cruise ship threw him money.
And bought something.
Yeah, bought
how did they get it up on the
I can't remember, but like, it was mental, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Does the crew actually sleep on board the cruise ship? It was a question from one of the bookies. Can I meet Elvis?
Random.
Was another request.
Oh, okay.
Will you watch my dog while I go to the bar? Can I travel to Europe without going by air or by sea? Was one of the questions. Lads. Yeah, they're some of the strangest requests that travel agents in America have picked up. I mean, you could swim. That's the other option. Fred FM Breakfast with Casey. Love waking up in Cork. Fred FM. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. We're looking for your favourite Munster moment of all time if you're a Munster rugby fan. 0868104106 for the last pair of tickets. Two of them. We have two pairs for the big game. This coming Friday here in Cork, Benetton, Virgin Media Power. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. and it's a desperately needed win to secure qualification to the knockout stages.
Yeah.
We're looking for your greatest Munster rugby moment memory. The amount of Donegal Callaghan red briefs.
Yeah, it's about Donegal's underpants, really, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah,
Donegal's jocks will go down in history as one of the greatest moments ever. Must be the 2006 final. Was there. It was absolutely epic from Brilliant. David. Lucky you, David. Yeah. My God. Greatest memory, Jack Crowley drop goal in the semi-final versus Leinster to win the match. That comes in from Dylan. Thank you very much, Dylan. Superb moment. Best moment was seeing the Munster Team 8 symbol for Anthony Foley. Yeah. That was just...
Oh.
I was in ribbons watching that.
We all were, yeah.
It shows the respect for the man and the respect in rugby in general from Ken.
God.
Oh, my God. Axel Foley was one of the kindest and loveliest people you would ever meet. I played a charity soccer match with him in Carraheen at the back of the Greyhound track.
Okay.
He was amazing at soccer. Absolutely brilliant. And we got hammered.
Yeah.
And I was hosting the Munster Awards in Cork then about a year later.
Okay, yeah.
And he just came up to me and said, he's still shy to soccer. Shook hands and off he went.
It's a good laugh, yeah.
An amazing man, and he's still so sorely missed. He was the spirit of Munster rugby. That man, he really was.
So sad it happened yet.
Going to Thomond and Park with my dad to watch big games. Hadn't a chance to go with him since having my own kids. Would love to bring him to tomorrow's match and start the tradition again. Sarah O'Leary, you're in the draw, buddy. Thanks a million. 0868104106. Can you tell us your greatest Munster memory?
These are brilliant.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
What have you got? Who have you got?
We've got Tim.
Tim McCarthy. Morning, Timmy. How are we? There's Tim. Tim is from Ballinlock. Tim, what are we doing for the day?
I'm not doing anything today, but I'm walking tonight, so.
Okay. Did you climb into the toilet before you... I'm losing you there. Tim, I need you to move around, baby.
Is that better?
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
All right. Listen, Tim, let's go for this and see if we can get you 10 out of 10, all right? He was giving out to me. I gave him some answers off there. Yeah. Oh, give me the easy ones anyway. You're welcome, Tim.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Timmy, Hayley Bieber is married to who?
Justin Bieber.
Question number 2. Where is Ireland's highest mountain? Who's the vice president of the USA?
J.D. Vance.
What UK city are the Beatles from?
Liverpool.
Question 5. What's the capital of Scotland?
Edinburgh.
What does the letter A in MMA stand for?
Arts.
Question number 7. What company have the slogan, I'm loving it?
McDonald's.
Question number 8. Can you name the singer representing Ireland in the Eurovision tonight?
Emmy.
Question number 9. Name the writers of Gavin Stacey.
James Corden.
And
Luke Jones.
Question number 10. Who invented Instagram? I need his name.
Kevin Systrom.
You got all he answered all 10 anyway.
For sure.
Didn't he? You had time left. Time to spare, Tim.
Where did you pull Kevin Systrom out of?
I used to hang along with him there years ago along Battle Street with Scott Supine.
Sitting up at the bar there in Barry's. Do you know what would be great? If we developed an app that you could share photos on. That was the conversation, wasn't it? And away he went and invented it. And it all started in Tom Barry's beer garden.
That's it.
You're some cabbage, do you know that?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Justin Bieber is correct. Karen Toole is correct. JD Vance, Liverpool, Edinburgh. The A in MMA stands for...
Is it arts?
It is arts. Yeah. Yes, it is. The company with the slogan, I'm loving it, is McDonald's. Can you name the singer representing Ireland in Eurovision?
Emmy.
Did you say Emmy?
He did.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I did.
Are we sure about that one?
Yeah, he did.
Name the writers of Gavin and Stacey. You did give me both of them. Are they both the writers, though? Is it written, Gavin and Stacey, superfan, by James Corden and Ruth Jones?
It is indeed.
Okay, you sure about that?
Yep.
And who invented Instagram? Well, sure, he's a buddy of yours, so you know. So you won the grand. Well done.
Well done, Tim.
Timmy McCarthy.
Oh, that might have told us with the money.
Well done.
On Limerick, is that?
Well done. You got €1,000, buddy. You got a grand.
Unbelievable, lads. Thanks very much.
All right. Well, that'll come in handy going into the weekend. Are you going to the Limerick game?
Yeah, we'll go to Limerick.
No way.
On Sunday.
Hey. Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a little bit of fun money for the weekend now. Actually, it'll probably...
All right, lads, thanks a million.
You're very welcome. It'll just about pay for two tickets for the match, the price of them. Tim McCarthy from Ballinlock, you are the latest winner of the pop quiz. Jason Derulo, riding solo. You have to put me on the spot now.
Yeah, well, I'm testing how quick you are.
Oh God. Okay.
You were testing me this morning. Now I'm testing you back.
Okay. So she just told me off here. She said,
"No, don't tell him."
Why have to?
It's going to be my VIP.
No. I'm going to tell you. I'll get some help from the listeners. Okay.
All right, go on, Simon.
She said, "Okay, Liam Gallagher is going to be a granddad.
Yeah.
We need a good out joke.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
You do.
Don't look back. In granddad.
No, that's what I thought.
I don't know.
Don't look back in granddad. Or anyway, there has to be something. Pipe and slippers or something.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bus pastor.
There's
nothing. Nothing hits properly.
Oh, come on, lads.
0868104106. I need an out joke for VIPs concerning Liam Gallagher becoming a granddad. Yeah. Over to the listeners. Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. What's going on?
Okay, I'm not going to start with that story now. I'm going to start with a different story. Tom Cruise led the A-list arrivals on the red carpet last night. It was the premiere of his Mission Impossible. The Final Reckoning. That was during the Cannes Film Festival. So he has three leading ladies in that film. They were all by his side. Hayley Atwell, Pom Clemteef and Hannah Waddingham. We were talking about earlier, they hasn't had amazing reviews so far, but go and see it and make your mind up for yourself.
Yeah, it's getting 2 stars in the papers
and
this morning.
And this is the last one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the very last one,
yeah. So,
look, to be fair, like how the man is still alive is beyond me. For the stunts... I mean, the two big ones that come to mind, him legitimately holding onto a plane while the plane took off.
Yeah.
Now, he was, of course, he was strapped in safely.
Was that actually him, though?
That was 100% him.
I've watched a stunt double.
No, I've watched the making of that. He held onto the side of a military plane while it took off.
Would you do that?
Not a hope. Surely that'd kill you.
I know.
And the other one then is the motorbike off the cliff where he just parachutes. He did about 7 takes of that, by the way.
Absolutely crazy.
Nut job.
Absolutely crazy. There's an old breakfast star from the UK. Well, he's not old, but the breakfast show is. And he's travelling around Cork at the minute. He's been in Cove and now he's popped down to West Cork.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can have a guess of who I might be talking about.
It is the one. It is the only. Timmy Mallon, ladies and gentlemen. Can we track him down?
It's good to know you're ready and you're wide awake.
This was Saturday morning for a load of you of our vintage. He had this big plastic, well, it was a spongy mallet he used to bait kids over the head with. And the mallet had sunglasses and spectacles. Timmy was
Cork?
He's cycling around the place. Yeah. I've seen him all over the place. And he did this lovely thing up in Galway. Where his brother, who had Down syndrome, passed away a few years ago.
Oh.
And everywhere he goes, he's printed up his name and he's leaving his name in all these little special places
so
around
cute.
Ireland. I seen a video of that the last day and it was so nice.
Lovely.
So, Timmy Mallet, enjoy West Cork. You're
absolutely.
In the most beautiful place in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope you're having a good one.
I put this one in for you this morning because I know you're a huge fan of Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson's been talking about rumours.
Excuse me.
All right, sorry, The Farm. What's it called?
Clarkson's Farm.
Sorry, yeah. Clarkson's Farm. I just called it The Farm. Clarkson's farm. Jeremy Clarkson has been addressing rumours that apparently there's a lad called Caleb who works on the farm.
Yeah.
And there's loads of rumours around that he's going to be leaving the show. And this is ahead of the, is it the fourth series?
Fourth season is out soon, yeah.
Doing pretty well, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is Jeremy addressing those rumours and explaining what's actually going on.
Okay. Caleb is Caleb's the star of the show.
Is he?
Yeah.
There have been loads of reports recently saying that Caleb has been replaced. Well, he hasn't. He's over there now. So what happened is this, okay? He went away on his speaking tour for a couple of months because he imagined that after 4 years, I'd be able to manage on my own. And I didn't. I made a complete mess of everything and had to bring in a young farmer called Harriet, who was brilliant and looked after the fort till he got back. Well, that's it.
There you go.
Okay.
So are you pleased he's not leaving?
Yeah. No,
because
definitely.
He's the star of the show.
He's fantastic.
And how come, no offence, but like, if they're four seasons in, why does Jeremy not have a clue what to do on a farm?
It's part of the, it's, you know.
Oh,
it's,
is it?
It's like, I'm the idiot. Caleb is the farmer.
Okay.
That's the whole backbone of it.
Now I get
it. I still have no out jokes. I'm sorry.
I just can't believe you don't have anything.
I'm going to give you until 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Cork, to come up with a joke. Liam Gallagher's about to become a granddad.
Yes.
Give me something puntastic.
Yeah, his daughter, it's his daughter Lisa Moorish, by the way. Not Lisa Moorish, that's her mum. Molly Moorish Gallagher has announced that she's having a baby with her footballer partner, Nate Phillips, who I think plays for Liverpool.
Okay. She's electric. My mobility scooter.
Bang!
No.
Yes!
Let's go. With McDonald's, start your day the Mac Cafe way, made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
Raven Lenny and Love Me Not, 8:38. My favourite song on our playlist at the moment. Love that tune. That is Love Me Not. Right, very important day is happening this weekend, and it's happening down Watergrass Hill direction, and I hope loads of you can support this one. It's to celebrate and honour little Matthew Healy.
Yeah.
Remember our little friend Matthew Healy, and his dad James has been on the show a couple of times. You would have heard James on with Neil many, many times, and I'm sure you're all aware of the tragic story behind little Matthew Healy. But to remember Matthew, it's year number 2. Can't believe it's the second year. They're having a huge fundraising event for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
And the event is going to take place in Watergrass Hill this coming Sunday, and it's happening on Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. The run begins. It's a vintage car run, tractor run, the whole lot. So many people got involved in this last year, and it was over 38 grand was raised for Make-A-Wish. That's a lovely part of it, but the most important part of it is a special day for little Matthew.
Yeah.
And his dad and Matthew's family, who are obviously still absolutely shattered and heartbroken. And this is all part of the, I suppose, the therapy of getting better, remembering the little boy and having a special event for him. So if you can go along to that, he would have been 8 years old this Saturday. And I think you might remember the story. My little boy, Caleb, and Matthew were born on the same day.
Yeah.
And they were in the same incubation unit side by side when they were born. And, you know, when we spoke to James about this last year, we only discovered that just before came on the air, and it completely floored me.
Yeah.
So it's a very special day this weekend. It's on Sunday. If you can get along to it, please do. Please support it. Because again, all of that money is going to go to Make-A-Wish Foundation. So help us make a fortune for them. Please be part of the vintage car and motorcycle run and the big day for Matthew, which is happening this weekend. All right.
With KC.
I don't know how you feel about it. Some of you love it, some of you loathe it.
Yeah.
But the people that don't like it tend to watch it anyway. It's the bizarre thing about the Eurovision.
It is.
I hate it, but you're watching it, aren't you? And every single year, we're intrigued as to who is going to take the title of the Eurovision winner for 2025. Russell Alford is on the phone live from Basel this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Cork. This is Switzerland calling. How are you?
I love it.
I loved your video yesterday. You found Roly Cheese, Russell. This is very...
Yes. Yeah. So, look, there's one of the greatest joys in the world is when you go to a supermarket in a foreign country and I, you know, forget about the sights and sounds of a city. It's a foreign supermarket, that's everything.
Yeah.
And rolled up things of Gruyere. Fabulous.
That's it. I've never seen a man so happy.
That's so funny.
Oh, honest to God, the dream. I could live here. I love it.
It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. Where exactly are you now?
I'm currently in my apartment, which is in like the south side of Basel. But a couple of hours ago, I was dancing in a club to the Yugoslavian Eurovision entry from 1989. So, you know, it's a not a typical Thursday.
Yeah, you're doing all of this on company expense, I hope, Russell. Yeah,
I absolutely
am. 100%, man. Milk it. Okay, how are we looking for tonight? Because Ireland's chances of qualifying, it's kind of, I don't know, people are kind of 50-50 on this. What's your thoughts?
We're very much teetering on the edge now of this. Yeah. So 10 songs out of the 15 that are performing tonight will qualify. This is a 100% televote. So, you know, sometimes they have the juries, which normally happens in the final.
Yeah.
The semi-finals are entirely based on the votes of the people competing tonight, as well as the United Kingdom, France, and the other country is Germany. So they're all going to be voting tonight. We're currently in the odds about 11th and 12th. We have moved into the 10th. But the fascinating thing, and I don't know if you watched the show on Tuesday night, the Portuguese entry that got through, they were very last in the odds when the show began, and they still managed to qualify, whilst Belgium were 8th of it and didn't get through.
Okay.
It's always so random, isn't it?
It really is. It's so hit and miss. Like, are the bookies generally on the ball with this, or can they be just hit or miss?
I like to say no.
Yeah, okay.
And part of the reason is, especially this year, so in the run-up to Eurovision itself, the Eurosong thing that we had on RTE back in January, all around Europe, various different countries are doing their own versions of that. And they basically got it wrong on 90% of them this year. So a lot of the acts were not expected to be there. So I don't trust them fully, but there's an element of truth there with some of the, with, you know, favourites and stuff.
Okay, and tonight's show, so we're going to start with Australia, then it's Montenegro, and then we have Ireland.
We're in
third place.
Yes, that's right. So we're good and early, which might bode well for getting some votes. It is a song that probably appeals to younger people more than anything else. The innocence level of the show begins very high and then becomes very naughty as the show continues.
As it always does, aside from Ireland, who is your hot favourite from tonight, Russell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's so many tonight. The one that I'm currently obsessed with most is Denmark. Her name is Sissal. She is a singer from the Faroe Islands, and the song is probably one of the biggest bops in the contest. It's such a fan favourite. But another fan favourite is Malta. So this is a song that has been mired in controversy because she seemingly was saying a very naughty word in the original version. Serving.
Yeah. You know what they say, all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, done wonders.
I mean, Russell, this is mad because we have a lady from Norway representing Ireland singing a song about a Russian Jack Russell in space. I mean, that's really where we are with this. It couldn't be any more Eurovision.
Well, that's precisely what Eurovision is all about, isn't it?
The madness.
I'm telling you what, for a fella that just came in the door from a nightclub, you hit that nail on the head, Russell. Thank you so much.
Well,
it's my passion. I love it.
Yeah. Well done.
Love it. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy the final. Russell, thank you so much for having a chat to us, buddy. Have a great time.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Well done.
Bye.
And best of luck to Laika tonight. Third up for the semi-finals. We might just get in, we might not. You'll all be watching, I know you will. Let's go. Red FM breakfast.
With KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.